scriptures incorrectly used to discount the seventh-day Sabbath hypothetically, if we were in a church in Galatia, where Paul only came once every few years and we didn't have the new scriptures but only the old scriptures, for the New Testament church, what would our conclusion be? One of the biggest obstacles in understanding and living scripture is the splitting of the Bible into two and naming them the Old and New Testament. Old Covenant has been done away with, this includes the Sabbath? Answer, firstly, do you know what the Old Covenant actually is? It is not all the laws of God. It is only the law of ordinances, F2:15, specifically how to get rid of sin and connect with God, temple, sacrifices, feasts, consequences, Heb 9:1. This has been done away with in Yeshua, however the knowledge of sin, the law of commandments, has not been done away with, Rom 3:20, and will not be done away with. He enables us to keep it, in fact he raised the bar to our thought life, Matt 5:17-24. Ezekiel 11:19-21. As it is written on our heart. FYI, the only way to get to participate in the Old Covenant, the only way if you are a non-Jew, was through circumcision, thus it is discussed many times in the New Testament as new converts wanted to go under the law, that specific law. Count how many times circumcision is mentioned in Galatians. It has nothing to do with the law of commandments, knowledge of sin 1 Cor 7:19. Colossians 2:14-16, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So let no one judge you in food, meat, or in drink, or regarding a festival or new moon or Sabbaths. Therefore, Sabbaths are done away with. Answer, the entire context is in reference to Yeshua having forgiven you all trespasses, V13, and no need to have animal sacrifices and festivals to cover sin. It has nothing to do with actual food to eat and the seventh-day Sabbath. It has everything to do with things to cover sins, festival annual Sabbaths, John 19:31, are based on new moons and all sacrifices comprising two factors, meat and drink offerings, Ezekiel 45:17, these cover sin. While as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks, and divers washings, and carnal ordinances, imposed on them until the time of Reformation. But Christ being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, Hebrews 9:8-11. Think about it, statements like not eating certain foods would have contradicted the early church. Paul didn't contradict the early church. Galatians 4:8-10, however, in the past, when you did not know God, you were slaves to things that are not really God's at all. But now that you know God, or rather have been known by God, how can you turn back again to those powerless and bankrupt basic principles? Why do you want to become their slaves all over again? You are observing days, months, seasons, and years. Answer, Paul rebuked them for going back to their old ways to be purified and not to walk in Christ. This is referencing festival Sabbaths based on new moons, those that were associated with the Old Covenant temple, sacrifices, etc., Heb 9. Read 1 Cor 7:19 and understand what the commandments of God, what matters, means. These were Gentiles, not Jews. They wanted to purify themselves from their sins by their works of ordinances. This included observing certain days, months, season, and also sacrifices, as per chapter 3. They didn't understand that they had been perfected in Christ alone, and now because of him they are able to walk in the Spirit, Gal 5:19-21. It is not in reference to the seventh-day Sabbath, the day the Lord set aside from the foundation of the world so that man can benefit, Mark 2:27. 1 Corinthians 16:2, on the first day of the week, Sunday, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. Acts 20:7-8. Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. Answer, they collected funds on Sunday, or the first day of the week, after the Sabbath day, or gathered together on one of the Sabbath evenings, first of the Sabbath's week evenings, Friday evening. This wasn't a law, but something they did. It doesn't change the term of the Sabbath nor the day that God set aside as the Sabbath. Romans 14 verses 5 to 6. One person esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day, observes it to the Lord, and he who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. Quick answer, this has nothing to do with the Sabbath, but it refers to things not identified in Scripture, doubtful things verse 1, specifically fasting, as how and when to do it is not specified. This has nothing to do with the seventh-day Sabbath, but if you want to choose your own day, esteeming one day above another, to elevate the Lord, e.g. Christmas Day, or fasting every Wednesday or Friday, that is up to you. You cannot mandate that on other people. But the Sabbath day that the Lord chose is the seventh day. However, Rom 14 is specifically referring to doubtful things verse 1. Fasting, that there is no law on which day to fast or how long. We are to fast. Count how many times day and eat is mentioned in the first 7 verses. Oh, 3 things you will notice. One person means it is a personal decision that isn't backed up in the Old Testament scriptures not to dispute over doubtful things. Secondly, it is a day the person chooses, not the day the Lord had chosen like Genesis 2 verses 2 to 3. Thirdly, the word alike isn't in the original scripture. Without the word alike, it means every day is separate for a specific purpose to the Lord. You will also notice that it is not saying do not observe a day to the Lord, but the opposite is true. Oh, the early church used to fast Wednesday and Friday, Didache chapter 8, but let not your fasts be with the hypocrites, for they fast on the second and fifth day of the week. Rather, fast on the fourth day and the preparation. What day was preparation? Friday. What was the preparation day for? Preparation for the Sabbath. And now when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Mark 15 verse 42. Oh, other than fasting, what are some days we can judge above another day for the Lord that is doubtful, not prescribed in Scripture? Holidays, birth of Christ, resurrection, Sundays, baptisms, etc. If someone keeps these to the Lord or not, we are not to judge them. Having group fasting days were popular in the early centuries, some mandated it. Hebrews 4 verses 1 to 14, let us therefore fear, lest, a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Too, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. 3 For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. 5 And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. 6 Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. 7 Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. 8 For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day. 9 There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. 10 For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Quick answer, where does it say he replaced the Sabbath? He is also our bread, but does this mean he replaced bread? It does, however, say we are to labor, current present tense, at entering his rest. This is separate from the Sabbath. In fact, the writer was actually calling out people who don't listen to God. Just like this example of ignoring the Sabbath and ignoring obeying God. If anything, verse 9 affirms the Sabbath original text, there remains still exists, a Sabbath keeping for the people of God. Detailed answer, the writer uses the Sabbath as an illustration of their unbelief in Christ, and just like they don't keep the Sabbath, so they are resistant in accepting all the Christ made available for them, verse 16. He uses examples of Israelites who refused to enter God's rest that he provided. 1. They refused to enter the promised land. 2. They refuse to keep the Sabbath. 3. They refuse to be in his presence ongoing. Exodus 33 verse 14. There is a rest of being with God, which is 24/7, and there is a day set aside to practice it, the seventh day Sabbath. In Exodus 33 verses 13-16, the Israelites are taught the abiding in his presence rest. Now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you and that I may find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. The Israelites still needed to keep the Sabbath. Yeshua is the Lord of the Sabbath, not a day he abolished, but a day he established for his people.